All right, opening bell. That's what it was on Wall Street, sort of. And we're up 117 points as we get started on this Tuesday morning. Our stock and business report now with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisors Network, who joining us in studio today. I love when you stop by every once in a while because I know you're bringing breakfast burritos.
Right. You know, us Greeks always have the food with us, right?
Absolutely. Thank goodness. And thank you.
Yes. Thank, of course, John Mears at Max LaSierra. That green chili is going to make us all stronger, right?
Absolutely. You know, Pavlos, February's picking up right where January left off. The Dow was up 175 points yesterday on strong earnings. The market seemed to have stabilized here in early 2019. January was the best month in more than 30 years in tonight's State of the Union. How will what the president says tonight and the Democratic response, will that have any impact on the markets tomorrow?
You know, it'd probably be positive, but, you know, I'm not really worried what they're going to say tonight to the president of Democrats. I'm just worried about the posturing that's going to be for the 2020 election. Again, they're talking about upping the debt ceiling. That's the big discussion that we don't really hear it being discussed.
And what choice do they have?
Yeah, we're now going to climb to $22 trillion in debt. And, of course, Bob, your kids and my kids will pay that debt if they can.
Yeah, so you're concerned with the state of the world since all of the economies are intertwined and everyone on the planet is on a debt binge. How's this going to end?
Well, let's hope not like Tiberius, right?
Exactly. Now, you're talking about the Roman Empire general and emperor Tiberius, whose rule ended in 37 A.D. You're going back a long ways here on this one. What are the similarities?
Well, you know, I'm a Greek, so I always follow history, right? But when I mentioned Tiberius, you know, Nikki said that she mentioned that Captain Kirk, you know, Captain T. Kirk, T for Tiberius. But I said, no. It's about the financial panic in 33 AD. Again, it forced Tiberius to implement what we call today quantitative easing. They gave away interest-free loans for 3 years, and of course, over 100 million coins were floated out from the Roman treasury to kind of stem the economic downturn and give it a little stimulus. Again, it didn't turn into a full-fledged depression. It allowed a privileged society, Bob, to basically pay their debts with this floated money here. And then, again, they didn't have to sell their states at depressed prices. Tiberius kept the financial system going. Again, Tiberius was smothered to death by his successor, it said, Caligula. So let's hope that doesn't happen.
And we think our politics get mean and cruel around here, not close to what we can see elsewhere. Now, the Roman Empire did last another four centuries, Pablo. So is this ballooning debt, you think, just a bump in the road for us?
Yeah, the debt's been going for a while, right? We keep talking about kicking the can down the road. Wall Street believes the Democrats and Republicans will agree on raising this debt ceiling another $1 trillion. Again, the government shutdown, if it lasts, we'll see what happens, the State of the Union. And again, if anybody wants to look at what the debt is, go to usdebtclock.org, and you see us tick up to $22
trillion. Yeah. How can we as investors prepare for this looming debt crisis?
Well, protect your purchasing power. Just like in ancient times, they floated all this money and the metals, they basically took different type of metals, tin, to add to the gold and silver coins, causing inflation. Today, the world's governments don't have to print money. They don't have to get a printing press out, Bob. They just push a button and voila, another $8 trillion or yen or whatever is printed. And again, that subject won't be broached tonight by neither the Democrats or the Republicans at State of the Union.
Absolutely. Now, on Thursday this week, you're holding a fireside chat on the new tax reform and how the changes might impact all of our listeners this tax season. How can they sign up to attend? Or listen to it online, I guess.
Or listen to it online, right. You can just listen to it online. We'll have that available. But also, you can call our office if you'd like to attend in person, 828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. Go to the events tab, and you can sign up for that event. And before I leave, of course, I want to say goodbye to Jen. I know that she's going to be leaving and going to Tucson. Of course, the green chili, Jen, is not as good as it is.
I know. You know,
Tucson doesn't have as good green chili.
Not too far from New Mexico.
You can
drive.
I'll be back.
Yes.
But it has been my absolute pleasure working with you, and I definitely call you a friend, Pavlos.
And Jen, we just so appreciate the 10 years that I've been on the radio with you, and you're just such a sweet person, and we're all going to miss you here. I know the KKOB people are just, you know, sad that you're leaving. So, gosh, you know.
Are they, though?
They are.
Here come the waterworks.
I know.
Knock it off.
Well, let me just mention my last thing that I need to do for Cetera.
Yes.
Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Jen, I hope to see you when you come back. And if I'm ever in Tucson, I'll come visit you.
Very good. Pavlos, thanks for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.